The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lomore Clinic reception, can I help you? No, dear. It's Dr. Redmond you'll be seeing. Dr. Jarvis retired last week, God bless him. Oh, yes. I'm sure Dr. Redmond knows all about gallstones. Surgery ends in about an hour. Bye-bye. Next for Dr. Redmond.
Hiya, ma'am. You keeping busy? Here, what's the latest news on me dad?
He seems cheerful enough. His mate Bryn's going to see him today.
Has he felt out yet?
I pinched his toe last night and he went out. But I think he were kidding, like.
Right, it's only a fortnight since his accident. Don't they say it took at least 3 weeks on these spinal fractures, like?
That's what they say.
Me and Nev One will be up seeing this weekend. Could we fetch young'un?
I doubt it. I'll babysit if you want. How are you getting?
Nev's got a motorbike.
What, new more than 4 months pregnant?
Oh, don't be so wet. Look, if there's not a queue, I'll have my prescription.
You won't, young lady.
Oh, come on, ma'am. Nobody's bothered. I'm in a rush.
You won't, because there isn't one.
Pardon?
Dr. Redmond wouldn't sign it. He wants to see you.
I don't get this. What's up with him? It's a regular prescription. I've had it since my depression after how I never...
Dr. Jarvis prescribed. He's retired.
I know he's retired. So what?
Dr. Redmond won't prescribe tranquilizers without seeing the patient. Oh. He's never seen you.
Well, give him a bloody photograph then.
Don't be silly. And there's no need to swear.
Oh, I've been up all night. He's teething and I need...
Look, I'm sure when he sees you...
Oh, when's that?
When it's your turn. He's doing surgery now.
I can't wait. I've got shopping to do. God, I need a fag.
There's no smoking.
I know. Do they allow screaming or must we all suffer in silence? Bloody red tape.
Cheryl, be here at 4. Look, I'll make an appointment. Lomore Clinic, reception. Can I help you?
Hey up, pirates on port bow.
I beg your pardon?
Laughing boy, him has ignored you all night at social do.
It were them high heels you lent me. I were crippled after half an hour. And really, I suppose fancying an assistant manager is setting my sights a bit high.
What are you fair running here? A chat show?
That's right. She's Terry Wogan and I'm Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Look, less rabbit and get that bread on display.
Yes, darling. Oh, at once, darling. Give me a big kiss, darling.
Are you chewing?
No, I'm bubbling.
You are?
For your information, Herr Flick, there's chewing gum, which you chew, and there's bubble gum, which you bubble. This is bubble gum, so I'm bubbling.
She's ever so good at it. She blows enormous bubbles.
Well, the band. Hey, just watch it. Get that muck away from my face.
Ooh, I say, what a belter.
Oh, that's now. Watch this. Now I'll do a barrage balloon, a Graf Zeppelin. I'll do one as Richard Branson could cross flaming Atlantic in.
You will not. You'll give it to me.
Drop dead.
Hand it over. Come on.
Ooh, clever old spit on it.
Oh, don't worry, he's not getting it. This bubblegum's my property.
Right. You know the company rules. This is your second official warning, Miss Colcliffe. And all that bread will have to go back. Don't want your germs all over everything.
That's dead silly, that is.
I beg your pardon.
It's silly and mean.
She's leading you astray, she is, Sybil.
Leading me astray? And what about you? What about her off complaints desk? What was she doing to you at social then?
You're asking for trouble, you are.
It's you that's asking for trouble. She's wed, she is. For all them big earrings and a Joan Collins hairdo.
Keep your voice down.
You keep your warnings to yourself then. She lives down our way. If I told my mam, it'd be all over our street. And her husband's a bricklayer.
Get that, dear. A man, not a long thin street like you.
He's a swine to her. He won't even buy her a dishwasher.
I don't believe that. Not with her nails. Blood red and 2 inches long. No wonder they call her the vampire.
She'll get her claws in you. Pull your strings and then give you the brush.
I'm not listening to this.
She's trouble, Harold. Don't throw yourself away on likes of her.
Harold?
It's awful, isn't it? And I know his management, but we're ever so well suited, really. And now I fell out with him.
You showed him your metal, duck. Can't be bad. And you saved me clocking him one.
Failing, Bryn? No. Not yet. Not really. But it'll come. Takes 3 weeks, they tell me.
Well, the first sign you get, give us a whistle and I'll fetch Elsie up.
Who?
Elsie Harris from the oatcake shop. If there's feeling there, she'll find it.
Any road, how are you cracking on at Pitt?
Well, they've upgraded Jerry to charge and electrician. For the time being, like.
Jerry? He couldn't have wired a Christmas tree.
And they've had me up the office, like, over the accident.
Why? What you say?
Well, they said you ought to get a medal. Then they asked if I felt it were my fault.
Were anyone from the union with you?
Oh, no. It was all off the record.
Well, be careful, Bryn. Dunner admit liability. They could be set in a trap, say.
I said it were nobody's fault. It were human error.
The next question they'll ask is whose?
Well, that's only me, innit? I mean, I'll be carrying the can.
There's no can to carry, Bryn. I'm on sick pay and benefit. Might be a bit of compo to come. An employee was in danger at I took action. If the union make a case, the coal board will pay up.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to a case.
Well, I'll be up and walking in a fortnight, so more than likely it won't.
If there is a case, though. Well, they did ask me, did I think it, I were in danger?
Oh?
Well, I said I didn't really know. Because to be straight, Ray, I don't.
In my judgment, you were, Bryn.
Oh, don't fret, boy. Oh, I'll back you up if it comes to a case.
You were, Bryn. That truck would have cracked you. What are you telling me? I've put Miss Anna in this state, lying here all strapped up and wired up and farting like a wet bloody week for no...
Of course not. Take it easy. Look, the lads clubbed up. We asked Jeannie if you'd got a telly and... Anyhow... We got you this. It's a video. A cricket. 1981 Aussies. Botham's big innings and all that. You know, a bit of armchair cricket.
I suppose England weren't in danger at Leeds either.
Oh, fair dues, Ray, fair dues. Look, I'll say ta-ra now anyhow. I'll try to get over next week if I can.
Well, tell the lads thanks. And tell Elsie, I wouldn't mind one of her oatcakes.
Right. Well, so long then, mate.
Aye. Armchair cricket. Armchair bloody everything.
Come in then, Cheryl Duck. Here's your mum, Tiger, back from doctor's.
He's been good, has he, Gran?
Course he has. Little lamb's always good for his gran, isn't he? Sit down, Duck. You've timed it just right. Pot's warm and there's a bit of toasted tea cake there, if you like.
Tar, Gran, I do feel a bit peckish. Traipsing round seeing doctors all day. Thanks for having him anyway.
You look worn out, you do, aren't you, Cheryl?
I'm pig sick.
Now then. Bit of decorum. You're not stood in a boozer.
Well, it makes you want to spit, it does, honest.
You can put that fag away and all. Oh,
crimes, Gran, don't be like that. My granddad used to smoke like a chimney.
And it took him before his time, didn't it? Andy Branch could have been his. Ten Bob Taylor's never been the same since. They found him collapsed over the trouser rail, coughing blood. 6 pairs of cream slacks had to be destroyed. Mind, I reckon they sent them to cleaners.
Grant, do you mind? I don't want to hear all that. I'm going out with Skull and I don't want to hear it.
There's no need to go on. What's upset you, for heaven's sake?
It's that damn Dr. Redmond or whatever his name is.
He's upsetting everybody. Mind, he steers clear of me.
I could chiefly throttle him. He wouldn't renew my prescription without seeing me. So anyhow, I trot along like you have to. What happens? He takes me off.
Well, it's high time, isn't it, Duck?
Well, I can't sleep without my tablets. Thank God I've still got my fags. Never won't like it, I tell you.
If he treated you right, you wouldn't need tablets.
Look, Grant, I love my husband. He loves me. Tablets are for my nerves. I'm highly strong. I've always been highly strong. Without Neville, I'd more than likely be in loony bin.
Well, you were normal enough till you met him.
No, I weren't. I wish to God I'd grown up like our Wendy. Our Mark. But somehow the lobotomy didn't work.
That's double dutch, that is. It's your husband talking, not you.
Oh, what's the use? Come on, kiddo, we'll go home. Your dad should have tea going by now. What I need is my husband's arms round me.
I can have child if you don't think you're fit.
Listen, my grandmother, I know you mean well, but don't ever say that again. Hush, come on, your mum's got you.
I'll pop up to see you. Fool me if you want any chopping her out.
Fair enough. You know us, our front door's not much, but it's never shut.
Dear Sybil, Doc. Somebody been having a go?
Have to stay. Late night shopping.
You've been here since first thing. Who says?
Harold says.
Well, he's no right. I shouldn't be surprised if they're interruling.
Hello. Chat show's still running, is it? Who are you now? My Zaza Gabor's about your style, plastic and pasty.
I'll be Mike Tyson if you say much more.
3 rounds with him might improve your looks.
You've made Sybil cry. Are you proud?
Have I? Well, doesn't take much, does it?
No, but you can take that, mate.
Oh,
Wendy, you've hit him. Oh, all sliced bread's gone.
I'll hit him again if he bloody gets up.
You're finished, you are. You're fuddled.
No, I'm not. I'm Zaza Gabor, and a clock focus try and push me around. Let's get us caught, Sybil. This is a mug's game.
Harold's bleeding. His nose is bleeding. Here, Harold. Have me hanky.
No, like love, is there? Ta-ra, Sybil. See you around.
I know she's in a state, ma'am. But what can I do? Dr. Flaming Redmond's given me a right telling off. Over 4 months pregnant, he says. I'm a mother. I should have seen it were in her notes. I could do with some tranquilizers, never mind our Cheryl.
I'm on, ma'am. What's for tea?
Look, ma'am, I'll have to hang up. Our Mark's in from work. I'm expecting Wendy any minute. We'll all need to get our skates on if we're going to get up to see Ray. I mean, Oswestry. It's like going to the moon. Bye, then.
Past spring coming up back, doing his pigeons. He says he's got some lovely spring cabbage and he's promised Dad he'll keep an eye on garden.
I were hoping he might. There's a letter for you, before I forget.
Oh?
From a building society.
So I see.
Started saving, have you?
I've been saving a while now.
Talk about an old head on young shoulders. What is it then? Your interest or summit?
No. It's to tell me I've been granted a mortgage.
A mortgage?
I'm buying a house.
You're buying a... Mark, you're joking. You're having me on.
No, gospel truth. God's honour.
Why, for heaven's sake?
Well, I'd like my own space, as they say.
You've got your room. You've got... Blow me, talk about bombshells. This on top of everything else.
Well, I shan't be moving for ages. It's a terrace down Snow Hill. Bit run down, so I'm getting it cheap. If I do my own improvements...
I don't see how you can afford.
I'll have asked for full money at garage and they're giving it me.
Well, you certainly deserve that.
It means I'll be making something like 300 a week. After tax, I'll have 200 odd. Then there's me foreigners. I've saved a 3,000 deposit. I'm borrowing 22,000 on a 30-year capital repayment loan.
By heck, you've got it all worked out, haven't you?
Well, I've done me sums. It's called getting your foot onto the first rung at property market.
Used to be called getting a roof over your head, and you've got one.
Yeah, but face it, ma'am. If Dad doesn't... You may need my room.
I need you, Mark. I need... Well, any road, we're late. I'll get you tea. And where our flaming Wendy's got to, I don't know.
I'm refilling the tank. How about you, gorgeous? Seems like we're on the same poison.
Hello, Tiger. Much obliged. You can make it a double if you want.
Why not, eh? Same again here, mate. Make them doubles. Name's Kenny, as in Dalglish.
You don't say? Mine's Wendy, as in house.
Quick as a flash, eh? Very good. Do you get around the clubs around here much or what?
Now and then.
I thought I'd seen you knocking about. Right, I'm not always in town, like, I travel a good bit, me. I'm in public relations, you know. We're always celebrities, me. Here, take a shufty at these. Him at the front there, that's Ron, as in Atkinson. And there is me there, as a sports dinner this was. And there's Terry there, Terry as in Venables. He's autographed that, look.
You're a football fan, then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, oh, but these are personal contacts, you know, I have professional dealings at the very top. Listen, how about it? Me and you and the nightlife of fun-loving Hanley.
Thanks, but I'm hardly dressed for it, am I?
Yeah, you look how you want to me.
and I've been with her best.
Best, eh? As in George?
No, seriously, love. While we're sober, I run a health studio, right, for my pains. Gymnasium, aerobics, sauna, sunbeds, the full bit. There could be a place for you in my operation. You have that glow.
Glow? As in worm?
Very sharp. I like it. Could get a bit repetitive, but still.
Look, sorry and all that, but I must go. Thanks for the corker. I'll see you around sometime.
No, on the level, darling. I could fit you in. Look, here's me card. If you fancy good money, give us a bell.
Today's episode was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The Colcloughs is a Mike Hopwood production.
Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.